Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now a look at the state's continued rampant drug problem and how it's affected one family. Massachusetts has the highest rate of emergency room visits for drug overdoses in the country, according to a recent study. Potent and easily accessible heroin is a large part of the problem. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov tells us a story of a recent heroin victim, a young woman who died in Weymouth.
21-year-old Katie Johansson was smart, attractive, and loved socializing, says her mother, Mary Johansson. And she was addicted to heroin.
Nobody could forget Katie. Even the things that she did wrong would make you laugh.
Mary, who's originally from England, talked about Katie in the sunroom of the family home where Katie died a week and a half ago. She remembers how she fought Katie over her addiction. She threw her out of the house many times. She made her stay overnight in jail when she called and asked to be bailed out. She went to court and had Katie committed to a drug treatment program for 30 days. And she supported Katie when she went to detox. But Katie, who dropped out of high school and worked part-time jobs, always came back home, promising to quit heroin. The night before she died, Katie told her mom she was ready to start taking a medication, a shot that would make her violently ill if she used heroin.
She said to me, "Mom, I love you." I didn't even have to know, because we talked about every day about giving up this thing. So when she said, "I'm going to start on that shot," so I said, "Oh yeah, sure, Katie. You know what? Actions speak louder than words. She's halfway up the stairs. I'm going to show you, Mom." Now, she was on something at that time. And she went upstairs to her room. And that's how they found her the next morning. She fell backwards with the needle still in her arm.
Katie Johansson's death is surprisingly common in parts of the Commonwealth.
We have a serious problem on the South Shore where an overdose claims a life every 8 days.
Susan Servais is executive director of the nonprofit Massachusetts Health Council. For the first time, the organization used national data to compare Massachusetts to other parts of the country.
We are actually the top state in the country for overdoses, for opiate overdoses.
The problem is most acute in Worcester, which has twice the state average of overdoses. The report doesn't answer the question why, but those in the substance abuse field say the problem stems in part from doctors overprescribing opiates for pain, often for simple procedures. The patients themselves can become addicted, or pills can be stolen from medicine cabinets and passed around. When someone becomes addicted to pain pills, it's a short jump to heroin because it's cheaper, says Joanne Peterson, who runs the network of support groups called Learn to Cope.
The epidemic continues to grow because the prescriptions are so available out there, and there's so many different factors. There's overprescribing, there's diversion, and there's more and more opiate pills being, you know, flooded out into the market by pharmaceutical companies that continue to put them out there.
She also blames a medical culture that believes no one should feel pain. Recently, there have been several state efforts to address opiate addiction. This summer, the Massachusetts legislature passed a law mandating that all doctors prescribing highly addictive painkillers must check a statewide database to see if their patients have been prescribed similar medications. Senator John Keenan, chair of the Joint Committee on Mental Health and Substance Abuse, says the new requirement will eventually decrease the number of prescription painkillers in the market, which could slow demand for heroin.
One of the goals of the legislation is to prevent people from going down the path of dependency and addiction, so that if I am legitimately hurt and I am prescribed prescription painkillers, that I won't be able to doctor shop, or that the physician I'm dealing with will have a better understanding of my prescription history.
The law also has a Good Samaritan provision to encourage more people to call for help without fear of prosecution when someone overdoses. In addition, the state says there's hope in the drug Narcan, which immediately reverses the effects of an overdose. The state says in the past 5 years, 1,700 people have had their overdoses reversed. It can save lives, but it doesn't stop addiction. And people are still dying from heroin. Mary Johansson wants more people to know about it.
I said to the police officer, I said, you know, if I had my way, I'd ask the Patriot Ledger to put on the front page, headlines, Katie Johansson died today, another victim of heroin.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff.